This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
La pace sia con tutti voi.
Peace be with you all.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty. Get better, Chef! Warriors-Timberwolves game two tonight, 5:30 from Minnesota. If you're just joining us, Steph Curry was at Warriors shoot-around today, and he talked to the media. And I'm just going to catch everybody up because this is what he said. And we may have more sound from Steph Curry, but this is what he said to the media in Minnesota about what's going on with his hamstring.
This is new, and or all that I'm learning about how quickly you get back, that there has to be a healing process. That you is just the way the body works. You can't accelerate it more than what it's telling you. So it'll be one of those after a week, like really reevaluating every day to kind of understand when it's safe just to even think about playing, let alone like how much can you push it.
All right, that was Steph Curry, and I'm asking Warrior fans, wow, you read anything into that?
If I was at the bar, I'd tell him, give me a double. Because it wasn't cryptic, Stoney, but it's letting you know this is serious, man.
It felt like he put a lot of qualifiers on it.
No doubt.
Like, in a week, we'll get a sense of when it's even realistic.
You can't manipulate or trick the time. You know, a sprained ankle, hey, Stoney, what's your pain tolerance? Maybe you go out there, you know? There's no man. This is delicate.
All right. Let's go to Marco in Sonoma. Get us started here today, Marco. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So a lot of stuff has been thrown out there, but tonight's going to be a tough one for the Warriors, I think. I just don't think you're going to see Edwards play like he has. To all the points you guys got, I think Reed's going to have a better game. And honestly, I think the pressure's on the young guys for the Warriors, right?
Mm.
Defensively, they're great, but I saw pause, I saw Moody pass up open looks, over dribble, over pass, and get closed out on when they, you know, got to trust themselves to take those first couple looks. And I think the pressure's on them to show that they could do it without, you know, step around, and there's a lot to do there. And you know, I just don't see Edwards being that superstar, getting called out by his coach, rightfully so. I don't see him having a slow start. So I'm hopeful, but I think it's going to be an uphill battle for us this next game. And with regards to Steph, I think he's managing expectations. He's really good about doing that, and I think he's not getting people too up, too down. He's just going to see where it goes.
Right.
And, we got to wait and see. I hope he's, over-promising and then he's going to, or under-promising and then over-deliver
exactly
on that.
Yep.
Final thing, I like White Smoke.
Thank you.
I like that kid.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thanks, Mark. And if you don't
know, he likes the guy.
If you don't know what Marco's talking about, in honor of the new Pope,
you borrowed it.
Put out his, White Smoke, and I thought, actually, that's a great nickname for Pat Spencer. And Evan liked it, and we can move on.
You're proud. You're like a proud papa. Well, I've never like come you up did
with,
something.
I've never come up with a legitimate nickname.
Yeah, but you kind of still haven't. You borrowed it, no, but it works.
That one's going to stick.
Look at you. I can feel not it. Saying it's not because
the
I like
reach
it.
Of 95.7 the game.
Yeah,
especially with our Odyssey app.
Look at my man.
Oh, this is going to flood the nation. In
I
a
will
hurry.
Make a point to piggyback off of what the caller said, Steiny. I personally do not like where Pods offensively and Moody are at, but now that Steph Curry is gone for the foreseeable future. It's imperative that they kind of give us something on the offensive end because you know they're going to show up defensively and, you got some talent to try to stop. But I have noticed what's going on with the both of them collectively. But when you got Steph, you can kind of mask it and disguise it, you know. But now we need and I know it's easier said than done for me, we need Pods and Moody to show up.
Need a lot of people to show up.
Keep good, man.
Mostly Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green.
And can Buddy keep doing his Klay Thompson? Bro, you know what? I'm not even going to do that. It's not fair to him. Can he keep up his stellar play?
Well,
because he's shooting like a splash brother.
It's probably going to – the Warriors are probably going to look a lot different tonight.
No doubt. Speaking of which, I'm going to check see what uniforms I'm wearing.
Okay. And, how can you – if you're Minnesota, how can you not – be aware of Buddy Hield tonight.
Man, you would think.
Here's what's going to happen tonight. You ready?
They're going to play.
Take it to the bank. All right. First thing the Warriors have to do tonight is weather the storm. Minnesota is going to come out and try to put this game away early or at least just gain a sizable advantage. They have to.
All right.
So the Warriors have to weather the storm. But here's the thing. If there is no storm, Minnesota's in big trouble.
Man.
In other words, if we have a first quarter where
that's what
it's
I was gonna
26,
say. What's your game?
25.
Yeah. No, still you gotta still.
No, but yeah. I'm saying if Minnesota comes out and it doesn't and the eye test doesn't tell you they're playing harder than they did on Tuesday,
man, oh man.
Then Minnesota's got a problem.
For the rest of this series, and it could be
exactly.
Short. Yeah. I ain't mad at that.
Let's go to who's been waiting. Dale's in San Jose. Hey, Dale, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. And thanks for mentioning Odyssey because I recently moved to Hollister. I drive all over. And the reception, even in South San Jose, I got to use Odyssey to get you guys lately.
All right.
So
glad you got it.
Yeah, appreciate the effort, man.
Anyway, so the important things is you're talking about pressure, and it's really goes to my number one reason why we have been winning games or losing games in the playoffs. And I think there's three keys. It's the mentally you got to be in the game, and especially Draymond. Draymond was so locked in those last few games. He's playing his best. And, then, of course, you mean you got to focus on defense because I think when we lost to the Rockets, they shot outrageously high percentages. I think twice their season average.
Right.
Yet when we won, we had them shut down. I mean, just like we had the Timberwolves shut down. And, of course, turnovers. It's funny because in that final Game 7, Houston had very few turnovers, but we had fewer. And so
right. It
all goes back to pressures related to mentality. You got to have your head in the game. And I'm just so glad I get to listen to you great guys. This is the best channel on the radio dial, even though it's not on my dial down in Hollister. I put my heads on and listen to you guys.
Oh, that's love, so, man.
Thank you, Thanks. Dale. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. And
it's the kind of stuff that makes my day. And I'm
our day.
Well, you can have your own kind of day. I mean, I'm just saying it makes my day. If it makes your day, dynamite. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If it does, that's great.
You don't like to share.
It's not about sharing.
Yeah, it is. He gave us both a compliment. And if it hits me,
if I say,
it hits me more. Come on.
If I say we appreciate it, then I'm assuming you appreciate it, and I don't want to do that.
I'm a man of the people. I love all the
people. I know
you're
among the greatest of all time. I just did not want to speak for you in that moment, not knowing.
Yeah. We all love compliments.
There you go.
Warriors will be in their home white.
Oh,
what's I hate
record?
That.
What's their record in their home white?
That I can't help you with. That I do not know.
Right.
I want to know. It's out there, but they'll be in the home whites.
Sean's in Petaluma. Hey, Sean, how you doing? Who you got here?
Dynamite, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Oh, nice. Doing well, thank you.
Hey, so I just want to say a couple things. I think that the Game 7 definitely really helped us because, I think we were just ready for, this high-intensity playoff basketball. And apparently, you know, the Timberwolves were not. But, you know, tonight's going to be completely different, and we just have to accept that, you know, that they could win and they could, like, you know, like beat us up bad. But that doesn't mean the series is over. And on top of that, I'm going to spin it with a freestyle. Remember me? I was at UPS on my way home. Kept it cool. Man, Stein and Guru off the dome. You just said that I wrote it down, but I didn't do it yet because I've never been a clown, man. You know what? Pat Spencer's going up to 30. How we do it? Yeah, you know that we heard me. Yeah, we keep it cool. Yeah, I'm waking up early. Yeah, we do it, man. You got to get it for sure. Peace.
Oh, my goodness, Stiney. And you started that with the white smoke. Everybody just, boy, run into a mic.
I'll be honest with
you.
Way
to put yourself out there.
You're better at understanding whether that was good or not. So what did you think of it?
E for effort. That's it. That's great. Hey, he had the little Wolfman Jack. Evan doesn't know who that is. He's too young. Yeah, I'll give him. Yeah.
What do you give me for this? The game one. Remember Willard was in here. What do you think happened game one? I know what happened now in game one.
Okay.
Okay, here's what happened in game one. The Warriors played the Houston Rockets, and the Houston Rockets defended the Warriors absolutely as well as you could.
No, incredible.
And they were playing at an intensity level that was very, very high that entire series.
Yep.
Minnesota Timberwolves go into L.A., win game one, all right, lose game two, and then win the series. They were in control of that entire series. They had a confidence that they knew they could beat the Lakers. And the bottom line is this. The Warriors' first-round series against Houston was significantly more intense than the first-round series the Timberwolves had. And I think the Timberwolves came out like they were playing game six against the Lakers, and the Warriors came out playing like it was game seven against the Rockets.
And breathing that they're not even seeing those red jerseys anymore.
Like they might.
I told you that.
Yeah. They might literally have not been prepared for the Warriors' intensity because they hadn't seen it in the postseason.
And that would make all the sense in the world. And tonight we'll get to find out, you know, more of an example. If that's true. But that's why I told you, Stoddy, in a crazy world, going seven with Houston might have been the best thing for this Warrior team, meaning that Minnesota's good defensively, but not Houston good.
I think six would have been perfect for the Warriors. You know what I mean?
No, well, man, now that the chef is out.
Yeah.
I hate that form at 37, man. I really do, Stoddy. I think that's why those were the tears were there, man.
Nobody would say it doesn't stink, that's for sure. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app now, broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Chris in San Jose.
Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I've been laughing at you guys because you guys have put everything in this little man's pocket, and I told you, he hits the ground, he falls down. All year long, what was going to happen? Knowledge gives us the ability to predict. And I don't know why you guys are not predicting it's over. Because Chef will not be on the floor. He'll be somewhere making cookies and pies and cakes. Hell of a shooter, great ball player, but you can't hit the ground every time and expect to last when you're 35 and 36. Are you surprised that he's hurt? Tell me, are you surprised?
I am. I am surprised.
I'm obviously not as surprised.
And he hits the ground like that?
But I guess when you say ground, he's got a strained muscle. It's first in his 16-year career, so I don't think the ground caused that.
Dude, Guru, you got some athleticism in you. You know eventually it's going to pop or tear. That's if you go for it.
Yeah.
If you're playing hard, you're going to hit it. Now, we've been lucky. He's lasted all this long. Oh, great. Yes, good. But now time gets you, man. Time will get you. You can only grab that microphone how many times before you pull something in your elbow?
Wow. Is that for me?
Yeah, you do it. Yeah.
You're right. Hey, you're right, Chris. I'm never far away from a broken mic. It's absolutely true. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call.
But I got to say this to that, Stoddy. Chris is the guy I was after Curry got hurt and my boys threw me out to chat because I was too negative, not trying to be, but he's saying it's over and you know, come on. This is first strain muscle in his career. That's probably why it hurts too, though. A little more than just missing. Come on, man.
See, it's funny how you and I look at things
Rick
differently.
James, yeah.
You saw the Curry injury and you're like, Stein, wow. He's never had this in his whole career. You know, 37 years old, he's never had it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of fatigue. Are you going to play this, E? All right, this is more. Steph Curry was at Warriors shoot-around today, and he spoke to the media about 25 minutes ago, and here's some more of what he told the assembled media in Minnesota.
This is on if there's any temptation to try and play through his injury.
There will be... Eventually, there will be conversations like that. I'm not even anywhere close to that right now, so I'm not rushing it. Like I said, there has to be a natural healing process that happens, and the body will tell you, even if you're able to do like normal basketball movements pain-free and all that stuff. And I know how tricky hamstrings can be, where they can fool you and think that it's healed even if you don't feel anything. And so that gray area is a little confusing. Will be confusing, I'm sure, but I'll do everything in my power to get back as soon as possible.
All right, Steph Curry. Here's what I think.
That's caution for real, and I get it.
I have no proof of this, but here's what I honestly believe, and I'm interested to hear if you guys agree with me. I think the team knows it's playing the whole series without him.
And that's how I feel, especially after that. We're talking about a Ferrari. That's what Steph Curry is, Steiny, and for him to tell you sometimes not a silent killer, but it can go away and still be there. They're not risking anything. Because, come on now.
I mean,
I'm with you.
The thing that stinks is, like, what do we always say about hamstrings? You got to give it at least a week, and then you got to give it even more time. And that's exactly what Steph was saying, is sometimes it feels like it's healed, but it's not.
No doubt.
And there's a big risk for re-injury.
But so. I got to tell you, real quick, Evan, to your point about Holiday in Boston, I like that 11 days if that were to apply to Steph. But
I was just going to say, Holiday came back and played 39 minutes the first game in an overtime game against the New York Knicks. So once Holiday was back after the 10-day, 11-day period, he was maybe not 100%, but pretty damn close.
All right, so that's a small piece of good news, at least. Let's go out to Will in Marin. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just think I understand that people are worried because Curry's out, but in my mind, you know, he's never been. I know he's gotten a lot better at, you know, help defense and team defense, but he's never been an elite defender, and I don't think that it really crushes them because they're really excelling on that side of the court, and that's what's really been making them successful against the Rockets. And now I know Curry made a lot of big shots and had some really crazy games and stuff like that, but I think that the Warriors are inevitably built off of team basketball as it sits, so if they can continue doing what they're doing, I think they will be fine. I'm not saying that the series is, you know, over. They're going to sweep or anything like that. I think there will be some uphill, you know, trials and tribulations, but I think that they'll be able to answer the call. I also believe that pressure is a good thing because when you have pressure, rather, if you're the better or the lesser team, it doesn't allow you, you know, if you're the lesser team, having the pressure brings up your play. And then if you're the greater team, pressure doesn't allow you to play down to teams' levels. That's for an example. We just won the California State Championship in rugby, and we were nervous because we were going up against a team that got there, and they had beaten their opponent 92-5. And the bus ride over there was silent. You could hear a pin drop. You didn't know what anything happened, and on paper you'd have never thought the outcome. But we won 55-19, and I just think that allowed us not to play down. We didn't take anything lightly. But we also didn't allow the moment to get too big for us. And I think that's kind of what the Warriors are doing right now with their veterans. And I think, you know, having Draymond and Butler in there, that's a lot of veteran experience in there, and they're going to lead the young guys there. So I think that, you know, the young guys are going to excel so long as they play team basketball. So I think they're going to do fine. Just got to take one game at a time and hope for Steph Curry's speedy recovery. Thanks, guys, and you guys have a great day.
Absolutely.
Bom, bom, bom.
You too, Will. A Cal rugby team with a big win.
Let me ask you,
everybody counted them out, 55-19. I got to believe that's a blowout in rugby.
How do you score? I was going to say, how do you score rugby? Evan, you know? Obviously, if you got up there, Is a goal, how do you score in rugby? Like, what are the points, the point system?
I'm going to be honest. There's about four sports I've never called play-by-play for. Rugby is one of them.
But he said 50-something to something, so.
55-19.
Yeah. Wow.
Well.
Dibs will know.
The other team
when
had
Dibs
three.
Comes in, he'll know.
The other team had three touchdowns but missed two extra points. Yeah. Who knows?
Bow, bow, bow.
You know what?
Let's go, buddy.
You think we're not going to know by the end of the show the rugby scoring system?
Oh, no.
System? That's the beauty.
Yeah, Dibs has it.
No, not Dibs.
Oh, somebody.
We'll get it before Dibs. Rugby scoring. Help us out.
Yeah. Sports, man. Pat Spencer.
Let's go to.
Oh, that was lacrosse, huh?
Yeah. White smoke.
Thank you.
I'm just going to get back to him. Well, when you go see to the game Saturday, go in early and tell them.
Sure.
You're white smoke now.
Paul's in San Jose. Hey, Paul. What you got?
Hey. Hey, boys.
Hey.
I just wanted to bring up the Warriors' draft success in the last decade. If you look at their best players right now, Steph, Clay, well, RIP, Clay, and Draymond, I think they were drafted number 7, 11. Draymond at the beginning of the second round.
Middle.
We've had a lot of drafts like that, and they've just blown it out our butts. We're just not doing it. Joey Lightyears didn't do it. So why don't you guys tell me why?
Well, all right, thanks, Dylan. I think he's.
Yeah. Well, what didn't he do?
That was Paul. Yeah. I think what he was saying is all the best players that are here, Lacob had nothing to do with.
He got Kevin Durant here.
He was specifically talking about drafting.
What?
No, I'm just telling you what I think he was talking
about.
He's
got the new iteration of the Warriors here, the Baby Dubs. Spencer?
He doesn't like them.
Can we kill this, by the way? Nice. Like, the Warriors owed the Timberwolves for passing up on Curry twice.
All day and all
never
night.
They were never going to get Ant. That's what the basketball gods are for.
That, thank you.
That's called penance.
They exist.
Yeah, one of the reasons they had a 7th pick, an 11th pick, and then they struck gold with Draymond in the second round. When they started winning, they had very few early picks, but for the 1 year.
I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm just being real. It's our show. We can do it. What category are you putting Kuminga under right now?
I don't know the categories.
Hit or miss?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Just in regard to what he's been since he's been drafted.
Miss. He's been a miss.
Miss / disappointing. Maybe not all his fault either, but the bottom line is that was a miss. Moody, that's a plus. He's got to get going.
Moody, well, I'll tell you what. Moody to me is, what was he, 14?
Yeah.
14 pick?
Yeah.
Thought it was 11.
I think Clay was 11. I don't know if Moody was too.
14.
Look, if Moody was the 14th pick.
Oh, you're right, 14.
14th. I mean, I don't think you're saying you struck gold with the 14th pick.
But he's still on our team making contributions.
Right, but like they drafted Pods at 19 who's making more contributions. Like, I don't think Moody was a bad pick.
No, and that's where I'm at. And for much of this season.
I don't think he was a great pick either.
Well, I guess I'm just enamored with he's been improving so much to the point that he cracked the starting lineup. Now I would like to tell the young fella, especially with Steph going down, you don't want to be forgotten about if Kerr feels he can't trust you. And maybe it's just this series. But, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Dylan in Modesto.
Modesto.
Hey, Dylan, how you doing, man? You know what? Hey, Dylan. You there? Dylan, you there?
Bob Dylan.
Dylan, let me push you to the other side because we're up against a break right now, and I want to give you a shot at talking for more than 30 seconds. So we're going to get you in on the other side. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Real host knows the clock.
Traditional.
Inside and out. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. How do the Warriors win tonight without Curry? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good, and this is pretty cool, man. Coming up on Friday, we're going to be giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries home opener. That's May 16th. The Valkyries inaugural season is here, and you don't want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and all the Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. If you want to look for tickets, go to Valkyries.com.
Yep.
Gary or someone on the team who has, obviously several, not a very uncommon injury.
I will, for sure. I've been in my feelings a little bit.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Steph Curry. He was at Warriors shoot-around this morning, and he talked to the media. I didn't hear the question exactly, but he said something like, I've been in my feelings lately. Go ahead, E.
The question was along the lines of, like, have you reached out to someone who's dealt with a similar injury? And he said, I haven't really been.
Gotcha.
Because he's been emotional in the feelings.
All right. Warriors-Timberwolves game 2 tonight at 5:30. If you're wondering about Steph Curry, we have the latest right here. He was at shoot-around. He talked to the media, and this is what he said about getting back and the timetable.
This is new, and for all that I'm learning about how quickly you get back, there has to be a healing process. It's just the way the body works. You can't accelerate it more than what it's telling you, so it'll be one of those, after a week, like, really reevaluating every day to kind of understand when it's safe just to even think about playing, let alone, like, how much can you push it.
All right, so that was Steph Curry.
Let alone playing, Stein.
Well, that was what struck me.
Man.
That was what struck me when he said, we got to reevaluate it every day to see when it's safe to even play.
Man.
So... I gotta believe the Warriors are prepared to play this series without him.
I'm totally with you, and I'm gonna put the rat on the table. Early brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Right now, currently, Stani, how good are the Golden State Warriors, or for that matter, how far can they go without Steph Curry? Because I've been thinking about it, and I've been watching that game again. They're not bums by no stretch, led by Jimmy Butler and Draymond.
Well, if they don't have Steph Curry, can they win this series without Curry? I think it's gonna be tough. I think it's going to be real tough, but it's within the realm of possibility. And then if he comes back, hell, all bets are off. Mm. Now, if he's...
Gone.
Yeah, I mean, if he's... They can't win a title without him. I wouldn't think.
Because it's going to look totally different, like you said.
I mean, could you imagine that? Curry's out for the rest of the playoffs, and they win it?
I've been thinking about it so much, Evan. I went Nick Foles and Carson Wentz when he went down and all was over. And he led him to the Super Bowl. And I'm not calling Jimmy Butler or Draymond Green Nick Foles, but it would be without that impactful player. Come on, guys.
I think it'd be even bigger.
It would,
That would be assuming that someone, if this, we're going to take your Nick Foles analogy, that someone steps in, plays for Curry, and then is better than him in the postseason.
Buddy. Let's go to Dylan. Dylan's in Modesto. Thanks for hanging in there, my man. Appreciate it. Dylan in Modesto. What's up, buddy?
It's all good. Thanks for taking my call. But it is not Nick Foles. Come on, now. Like, we're disrespecting him when he says that he's Nick Foles.
No, I just, I said that. Butler is Curry in this sense.
To be honest with you, we got a dog. And then, like I said, about Minnesota takes a lot of bad shots. They're a young team. And Jimmy gets everybody involved, and Jimmy's going to push the tempo. And you know what I mean? I'm very confident with this one. I'm very confident with Jimmy, and I'm very happy that we went and got him. And you know what I mean? People kind of thought that it wasn't what it was, but I don't even know any other player that we could have gone and done this with almost.
Yeah, no,
I know. I wanted to tell you guys because, like I say, like, you guys could look up his career. You guys are very basketball people, and I think you guys feel very confident with Jimmy. And, you know, just because we're in the Bay, some people might have not watched these other years that he's played out here, but, you know, those Heat teams weren't kind of that good, and they were kind of like us. They have Bam, that's kind of like Draymond. You have Tyler Hero, that might be like Podzinski, but you know what I mean? You might say that's kind of a little high stretch right there, but I'm just telling you guys, it's going to be good, I think.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Dylan.
And that's why I preference Donnie saying Jimmy's not Foles. He's actually Steph Curry now.
No, you
now.
Meant somebody other than Butler, yeah, right. obviously.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's so crazy what we do in our world and how our minds think and what you like and don't like and vice versa with myself. But I look at a guy like Butler like he has a ring because I know what it takes to do what he did with the Miami Heat. So now he's your Steph Curry in regard to your best offensive all-around player, and then you play off of him. Everybody steps up a notch. And to Evan's point, with my Nick Foles analogy, some are going to have to try to do it 3, 4, 5 notches.
Who do you guys think could be Nick Foles?
I think it's got to be Hield.
And that was my answer, Evan. Man.
I mean, Buddy Hield.
He's out.
And I don't want to – listen, Buddy Hield in college was unbelievable.
Kobe.
And one of the stories I heard was, you know, one of the reasons the Kings loved him, Vivek Ranadive, is because he thought Buddy had some Steph Curry in him. And in college, he kind of was. I mean, he had the ball a lot. But anyway, I do think it's
Kobe.
I do think it's Buddy Hield. All right, you want some good news, Warriors fans? I'm going to give you some good news. Actually, I'm not going to give it to you. Evan Giddings is going to give it to you. And this is about the Minnesota Timberwolves, who...
Give it to me.
I was reading a lot of stuff on them, and a bunch of players and media made reference to they don't do well when the other team's great player doesn't play. Take it away, Evan.
Not going to lie, I left my notes outside. But from what I can remember about what I gathered, yeah, it's John Krasinski of The Athletic wrote that this is a team that doesn't always play hard when the opposing stars are off the floor. I wrote down the specific dates, but there's like 4 or 5 instances this year where they lost to a good team, but missing their guys. Like, for example, middle of the year against Boston. Boston had lost, I think, 4 out of 7. And they didn't have Jaylen Brown or Kristaps Porzingis. Wolves lost that game at full strength. There was a game towards the end of the season against the Indiana Pacers where they didn't have Tyrese Halliburton, where the Wolves were playing good basketball. They lost that game.
Mm.
There was a game in April, early April, against Milwaukee where they didn't have Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Wolves lost that game at full strength. So, I mean, even early in the year against a 3-5 Miami Heat team with no Jimmy Butler, they lost that game. Like, there's been examples throughout the years or throughout the entire season where Minnesota has not played up to par because they kind of take it a little bit easier when the opposing one's not on the floor.
I want to say they got a win. The Warriors have a win this year against Minnesota without Steph.
And they have 2 wins.
Okay. Not,
Steph was in those games, but they have 2 wins this year against the Wolves without Draymond Green.
Okay. That's...
And in one of the other games, before they got Jimmy Butler, obviously, Kuminga, who was a factor at that time, didn't play in that game. And that was a game they won on the road. So
yeah.
They got that trait, Stani. I'm not going to call it a letdown trait, but
why not?
They don't pounce.
You can.
They don't pounce on an opportunity that you would think would enable you to your chances to win.
Why wouldn't you call it a letdown? That's what it seems to me.
Because I want
to
see.
Be afraid.
No, they had that. Fred, what, I ain't gonna mess up.
I think you're afraid to like get me upset if you say they're gutless. You know what I mean?
Would I be afraid?
Well, you know, like if you say, dare I call that a letdown team? It's like, no, they are.
Well, I hate to pop your bubble if that's where you're going down this road. Stani, you have no affiliation with Minnesota.
Exactly. So you don't have to be afraid to say anything about Minnesota.
I will say what the little tea leaves are telling me after tonight. Because now we're talking about, okay, you got your one stinker out the way. Warriors had a stinker in their last series, right? When they got beat by 51 points, called the dogs off. So this will tell me if what Evan has just said that's happened before, it can't rear its head in the offs. But it did. And let's see if they bounce back.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. One thing we know for sure is Steph Curry won't be playing tonight or games 3 and 4. So out of the Warriors, play it tonight. How do they play it tonight without Steph Curry? And where does his scoring come from? To my way of thinking, when you look at the Warriors, their recipe for success has been Curry Butler getting you more than 50,
right,
and then at least one other guy pitching in the high teens.
Draymond can do that. I'm just saying, Steiny, he's capable, and that's why I went to Kuminga.
I don't know about Draymond.
Yeah.
I mean, 18's a lot.
I didn't say 18 in the teens. I was thinking 13, 14, whatever.
That's fine. Yeah. But they're going to need another scorer to emerge. And right now, the logical candidate is Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Because he's shooting the ball extremely well.
What about White Smoke, who I expect to play?
Let me ask you a question. What's his form like on his jump shot?
Now,
I have no idea.
Yeah, that Evan asked that, said something like that yesterday, but that's funny. Nothing came to mind.
I know.
Nothing came to mind. I know he's got handle. I love it. And wiggle jiggle.
And
I know
he played a full season in the G League. He shot 32% from 3-point range.
Oh, boy. Wow. He has shot threes with the Warriors.
Yeah, banked one in against Houston.
But he's so good around the rim, though.
So did Butler against Minnesota. That was actually kind of a big three.
How did that go in? It was a big three, kind of.
It definitely was a demoralizing three if you're a Minnesota Timberwolves fan.
It's a wrap, man, if you're hitting that. It was going the other way, man.
I don't think you can make a shot off the backboard like that on less of a straight line. That thing was fired off the glass.
There's just no way he thought that thing was going in. Well, I said, tonight is not your night, Minnesota.
I think he wanted a foul on the play, too. He was certainly trying to draw one. But that's strength. He could get it up from there. Let's go to Orlando in San Bruno. How you doing, Orlando? What's going on?
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Just real quickly, what you just said about Curry and Jimmy Buckett combining 50. I say it's going to be Jimmy Buckett and Hield. They need to at least come close to 45, between 40 to 45.
Okay.
And then, of course, the curly hair point guard. He needs to get close to high double digits of teens.
Okay.
And Draymond, he just needs to be Draymond. And that's 10 points and literally close to high teens in rebounds.
We're up to about 74 points.
Yeah, I know. And then, you know, the rest is the supporting cast.
That'll get him to about 95 or 100.
Kuminga had 7 last game. I'm just saying, starting in 13 minutes. What if that's 20 minutes tonight and that 7's 14? Just a thought. Like, he's more than capable of doing that. But I'm looking at
is he more than capable of doing that right now?
Well, my answer to that would be, you better. You better. And Pods had 3 points. And again, I know he's the PG, Steiny, and Moody had what? A goose egg.
The way I look at it is
Moody had 9 minutes on the night.
The onus should fall on Pajemski and Moody.
Mm.
And if Jonathan Kuminga had been playing the last month,
right,
then it would fall on him.
No doubt about it.
But it can't fall on him right now. You cannot count on Kuminga to have a big night. It would be unbelievable gravy, incredible gravy, but you can't expect him to do that. That's all I'm saying.
How many three
can he do it? Yes, yeah. He could do it, but it's asking a lot.
Yeah, and I'm flying high right now just as a Warrior fan, Steiny, just thinking about everything that we've talked about over the last month going into the playoffs. Quentin Post, he's had his 15 minutes of fame. He's earned it. We like him. But I'm going to ask you, how many three-point attempts do you think he had last game, Quentin Post?
I don't remember one. Maybe one. I think he had one.
None in 6 minutes. So, again, I bring him up because he's a candidate, but you got to be out on the floor. And Kerr, he yanked that quick, and so did he. He did the same thing with Moody. Spencer played more minutes than Moody. 2 more.
I could see why Post might not play as much in this series. It's got nothing to do with his ability to stretch the floor.
Just defensively, Steiny.
Yeah, there's just too much going on for him to have to worry about Gobert and Randall.
Yeah.
And rebounding, but also protecting the rim because Anthony Edwards is going to be probably penetrating more than he did in game 1. So I wonder if Steve Kerr's more concerned about, well, he's obviously more concerned about Post on the defensive end than the offensive end, but we'll see. Yeah. I mean, maybe he leans into Trace Jackson Davis more than Quentin Post in this series because he feels like they got to win it on defense.
So you
but
see,
that's why Looney's going to play.
No doubt.
Looney's going to play.
And he played last game, 14 minutes. But Sonny, so did you give me your answer? You think it's Moody over Payton in regard to the starting lineup?
I'm just guessing, but I would start Moody
because, to get him back to try to.
Yes, and also because Payton, I feel like Payton is.
He can handle a chameleon.
He can handle anything.
Yeah.
So he started, he's come off the bench. He's played a lot, he's played a little, he hasn't played at all. I would start Moses Moody because he's slumping. He's slumping and see early if he can make some shots and then come in with Gary Payton the second. That's what I would do. David in New Orleans. There he is. What's up, David? How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Look, man, I didn't get a chance to talk to y'all since the injury, so give me a couple of seconds to just get this out, man. This is the NBA allowing people to beat up on our guy, hold him, bear hug him, tackle him all season long. He never complains. He just shows up, comes to work, and does Hall of Fame stuff. Mm. And so I was kind of upset about that when I saw it, especially coming out of that Houston series. I'm like, man, that's a direct result of that, of them allowing him to get beat on like that, man. He's the only star in the NBA that I watch that don't get a fair whistle in that regard. But I digress. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out. So in terms of I think they can win, man. I think they can win. I think they can win some games without him. I think the only way we'll be able to do it, though, is if we lean into our defense. We got to play some 1990s-style basketball. Mm. You know, control the ball, low turnovers, slow it down on offense, and be more conscious of how we take care of the ball. Because defensively, whether Steph is on the court or not on the court, we still good defensively. I mean, you actually may be getting better in terms of defense on the perimeter when he's not in. We just losing the offense. So I believe it's a pat. I believe it's a pat way to get it done. I just think that we have to slow the game down and control it. That'll also frustrate a young team too. If you getting good buckets, good timely buckets, and you playing solid defense, it'll actually frustrate the other team. And I believe that's kind of what was happening the first game, in game one, towards the end. I saw a couple of spots where it could have went the other way, but once they slowed the game down and just made timely buckets, it actually made Minnesota try to take more risks, and it actually benefited us.
Yeah.
So I believe we could do that if we just play a slower game and play defense. We should be fine, man.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the call.
Good stuff.
I mean, if you want two silver linings. I don't necessarily believe in the first one, but people do. So let's give it to them. Warriors might be better defensively without Steph Curry. That's the one I don't believe. But
if you want to go with it, run
okay,
with
they
it,
can't.
Yeah.
You know, let's put it this way: their defense doesn't suffer.
All right.
Here's the other silver lining. He's not going to have a 7 turnover game. And chances are the ball's going to be taken care of a little bit better at the top of the circle around the half court area. In theory, what's gotten the Warriors into a little trouble is, you know, Steph's been a little bit careless, and if the ball finds itself in Butler's hands more, I think you'll have less turnovers.
I'm not mad at
maybe.
That, but also, Stoddy, I'll say, where's that, and I'm being polite here, where's that 25 to 35 points coming from? But I get those two things, but what about that part of it?
Well, Buddy Hield now becomes a necessity, not a luxury.
Mm.
I mean, Buddy Hield is the obvious answer to me because you know, when you talk about Pods and you talk about Moody and you talk about Post, you know, they're streaky.
Yeah.
Not that Buddy isn't.
And they're young.
But Buddy's a better shooter than everybody on this team except Steph Curry. And right. I don't care what his percentage says, because we've seen him do it in the games now in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are going to be playing game two tonight without Steph Curry. So what do the Warriors do? How do you make up Curry's points? He's averaging, I don't even know, 25. Where do those 25 points come from? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Big Smoothie. Big Smoothie's in Oakland. What's up, Big Smooth? Big Smoothie going once. All right.
Nothing. It's a wrap.
Oh, damn.
Big Smoothie. That's a fundamental error.
That's a turnover.
I mean,
well,
and
bow,
and,
bow, bow.
And he's one of our, he's one of the guys we rely on. I mean, that's the equivalent. Big Smooth not being on the line is the equivalent of Jimmy Butler not coming to play tonight.
Well, that's not going to happen. Thank you. And dude is just
give me Jimmy Butler going 3-for-4 from the field for 9 points, and the Warriors win.
Oh, God.
That would be, oh, man, I'd come in tomorrow.
Fitchy should resign if that happened. Like, I'm done with you cats. Man.
Why would 17 assists.
Could you imagine? Everybody would have to be hitting.
why would any coach ever resign and give up the money? You got to get fired. Yeah. You've got to get fired.
Yeah, I mean,
you've got to come in.
If you got health stuff going on, that's the only time you resign.
There are jobs you probably shouldn't take.
Yeah.
No, but you know, if you get fired, you still get paid.
Hey, Christy, well, Christy's in sack.
Head
Kevin.
Coaches do, yeah. not you or me.
Christy just got a new assistant.
You know what's funny?
Down the road.
You guys say Christy, and I can't stop thinking of Willard's girlfriend as Christy.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like when you're like, Christy's
that's
got
Christy
a new...
with a K. This is Christy with a C.
Yeah, you can't tell that when somebody's saying
it. I know.
But
shout out Christy.
You know, when Doug? Christy's got a new assistant. I was like, man, Willard and Christy have a new assistant?
We're talking about the Kings, Donnie.
I can't unhear that... Willard's got a significant
I got to imagine not only will you be at Chase Saturday, but next year a fixture at Kings game since your boy BJ.
That's a long way to Sacramento.
Study stop. An hour and a half with no traffic.
Oh, my God.
Amtrak.
Yeah. Amtrak is a great ride. And alcohol.
They have an Amtrak to
Sac, the corridor.
There's a train to Sacramento?
Yes, and they serve alcohol.
You can get onto the Coliseum.
And they got phone chargers?
Evan, that's BART.
No, there's also a train, a literal train.
Thank you, Evan. You have not been on Amtrak,
well,
dude?
Clearly, like, you have to, if you take the train to Sacramento, then you got to take a bus downtown or something, right?
It takes you downtown.
You're telling me there's a train that goes from Oakland to Sacramento.
J Street, right
downtown.
You got to
get out more.
Wow.
Have you ever been on it, Coop?
I used to get to work on it.
Evan?
Yeah, I've taken it from the Sac Airport.
I lost my Bay Area card.
Yeah. Well, you'll get it back. Have you talked to BJ?
I said congratulations.
What did he respond?
Appreciate you. And then I said good luck. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. How do the Warriors make up for Steph Curry tonight at the offensive end? Or do they have to rely on keeping this a low-scoring game, preferably under 100, 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?